Well, it gives me great pleasure to bring back Mr. Bill Leitner from Leitner Academy and developer and former Realtor Gone developer, and talk about the very interesting subjects of building that four or six plex on your single family lot anywhere in British Columbia. And how's it going, Bill?
Hi, Ozzy. Thank you for having me. It's going excellent.
You had lots of people applying, I guess, to or at least trying to figure out, you know, what they would have to do. So there's several hundred people that take it.
Yeah, we had 500 registrations for our webinar on a feasibility study earlier this week, and over 60 property owners requesting a feasibility study for their specific property in Burnaby.
Well, so when you take a look at that, first of all, it's not the same anywhere in British Columbia. In fact, lots of municipalities don't even have the guidelines out yet, but Burnaby and Vancouver are sort of leading the way.
Yeah, Burnaby and Vancouver have the most certainty on the process. And that's the biggest risk for myself, moving from a six-story wood frame building that was 8 years from approval to completion. 5 years of that was negotiating with planning staff, council hearings, public information meetings. That risk of entitlements eliminated within Burnaby, or at least if not eliminated, significantly reduced within Burnaby and Vancouver to have more predictable timelines.
No more is that true, that old saying, time is money. You know, I mean, in development, time is money. You borrow the money, your interest cost starts right away. The bank doesn't care how long it takes you to negotiate with the city. And every year adds cost to the cost base. And I think right now in Vancouver and Toronto and all over the country, a lot of developers can no longer make it work at all. So, I mean, in Toronto right now, we have a 28-year low in sales for new construction. Think about it, 28-year low. I mean, through all the terrible times we've had, we're having fewer sales now. But you have a great little chart, if I may, I put that up and walk us through an actual timeline on putting that sixplex on your, or fourplex on your agenda. Okay, share. Okay, can you see that?
Yes. This is the expected timeline, and this mostly applies to Vancouver. Other cities like Port Moody, Maple Ridge to some extent, New Westminster, even Surrey, are undefined development permit timelines, which is the form and character of the application. And in Coquitlam, previously, development permit timelines still took over 2 years, negotiating back and forth with staff on what the exterior of the building will look like, flat roofs, pitched roofs, all the finishings. So for any city that still has an undefined design guideline, we're still waiting to confirm these timelines. For Vancouver, it's now been well documented over the first year to 18 months of multiplexes that the development permit process is within the first 6 months of acquisition.
That's amazing. No, I mean, a huge change.
Definitely. So in this chart, you have the development due diligence period, which would be, or for a homeowner, when you decide to start the development, having a survey completed of the property, an arborist report, having your architect or your designer do your initial massing study and exterior design work so that you can be ready to submit to the city for the building permit, for the development permit.
Well, so you have, you know, after you did your due diligence, that's sort of normal. And then the city processing time, that has been sort of improved. And now the building permit approval contingency, what exactly is that?
Well, we when we're making acquisitions, we have our best case scenario for timeline. And then we also budge in extra contingency in case there's delays. So that, number one, if we're working with investors, that the investors' expectations are met. Or secondly, and importantly, when we're working with lenders, that we have enough of an interest reserve, or we have an interest budget set aside to fund the interest payments of the project and don't end up short having to pay out of pocket for the last 6 months.
Yeah, it's always good to have no surprises, right?
Yeah, so ideally the development permit, building permit would be approved within 9 months of acquisition. Feedback I'm getting in Vancouver is they're starting to get backlogged now and that this is taking up to 12 months, which is why that contingency is there. Although timelines have been what they were in the past, in the future is hard to predict. So that 12-month building permit, development permit approval timeline is a reliable timeline to ensure that you're not leaving yourself short.
And the same, I guess, the construction contingency, because, you know, while it's possibly certainly possible to do it in 12 months, you never know, right? Is the lumber available? Are the carpenters available? Are the electricians and all the things that go into it? But sort of from start to finish, from when it becomes a gleam in your eye to actually walk through the door, you figure about 2.5 years.
Yeah, 2.5 years with good levels of contingency, 2 years if everything works and is on time and there's no surprises. The biggest surprises on the approval is your consultants. Do your architects apply for what they're allowed to apply for under the BC Building Code or the Vancouver Charter or the city bylaws? If you have a newer architect designer that's making mistakes in that design, that's what would significantly delay your approval timelines on the building permit side. And then similarly, the experience of your construction manager and how well that they can move through their project timeline would what dictates the likelihood of extending into that contingency.
Well, and that's, of course, that's the whole point about when you look at time is money. You're looking at any delays that cost you money. I know a developer in Surrey that on one building alone, let me put it this way. One of the developers has just gone under, and I won't mention his name, but he was paying $91,000 a day in interest. There's as much smaller developments, but there's still $10,000 a day in interest. So these are big bucks. So never mind a year's delay. I mean, even a couple of months can make the difference. So now the other thing is, of course, if you want to build a four-unit development in Burnaby, what do you need in terms of your own cash?
Yeah. On average, it's approximately $2 million. And that $2 million equity requirement would form part of an expected $6.5 million total project cost.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that the credit union has its own requirements in addition to, did you just have your TV repossessed or are you a good credit risk, right? But the credit union wants to have they want to see a projected profit.
Definitely. Yeah, if there's not at least a 15% return on cost, then the credit unions won't underwrite them with too much risk that if the market moves down, that they won't have their loan repaid.
Well, and it's always good to work with a credit union. Generally, a local credit union generally is a little more interested in getting local builders to complete and use their services. So in other words, you are now into this, about a couple of years? And so what are the takeaways for you? Make sure you have the money, get the financing in place first.
Yeah, the money, so if you're a homeowner, the benefits are if you're mortgage-free and a homeowner, then your property is worth $2.2 to $2.8 million and all of your equity is in the land. You don't need any additional cash to move forward with the development. And in some cases, as you go through the development stage, you could get cash out before you get into construction, leaving $1.9 million in and taking the rest as equity repatriation.
Well, and that's I think, why they need somebody like you on their side. Now you offered, not sure whether you can offer it to our listeners and our viewers, but you offered a free portion of a feasibility study. Do you still do that?
Yeah, there'll be a webinar replay coming out later today that is the three steps to performing a homeowner feasibility study. This includes the Metro Vancouver city-by-city zoning review, outlining which city has a development process, permit process, which city allows you to stratify and sell 6 units, and cities like White Rock that require you to hold the 6 units as rentals, and the density that is allowed city by city. In Burnaby, up to a 2 FSR, and in Delta, as little as a 0.3 FSR, allowing for 600 square foot condo units in these 4 to 6 unit developments.
FSR being floor space ratios. Well, look, when is the next seminar, or when can people go to your website and get download that webinar?
Yeah, you can go to laidleracademy.com, and that'll have information on our training courses, the multiplex intensive for anyone who wants to learn about doing a development, or the raising equity intensive for any builders who want to work with investors to do more projects. We'll also have some information on the online courses, and Laidler Capital is soft launching to VIP preferred clients, which we'd extend to the Aussie listeners before it formally launches in February of this year.
Well, it sounds exciting. And so we now know what it costs us, and now we need the guts to continue and complete, and no one to have a better person by your side than Bill. So thank you very much for enlightening us, and have a great day.
Thank you, Ozzy.